His bone and biggie biggie. 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 Let's ride,
let's ride,
let's ride.
Get high, get high, get high.
Let's ride, let's ride,
let's ride,
let's ride. Get high.
Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I'm your host Matt Trudell. That song was dedicated to our other co-host
Sebastian Merrick.
And
did you get it right this time?
I did. I did. Okay. Shut up, man.
White rugby player Alex Baker.
So we got
the song, but we messed up everything else.
You know, the people didn't need to know this. The people don't need to be privy to all the
behind the scenes.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
no, they don't.
It's an all access look,
no,
man.
No, clearly the Today Show didn't want you knowing what was behind the scenes.
Or NFL Network.
Or NFL Network.
Or the Mavs.
Yeah, I was literally
which is what we want to get into first today.
Oh, man.
Or the Carolina Panthers, come to think about it. That just came.
Show me how you got in those jeans today, man.
Stop it! All right. We're about to talk about a serious subject, and you're just being you. We do not condone the behavior of Jerry Richardson at all, people. So please do not. As my radio career ends.
Matt, you're in charge of this ship.
I can't control. I'm the one that says the wild card things. You're not supposed to be the one saying that stuff, Alex. Let's start in the NBA. And let's start with... I just want to let you know, I want to get through all of our topics in like a half hour and then spend the last half hour solely talking about curling.
Oh, my goodness.
That was you see that game a couple days ago?
Which one?
The U.S. played Canada, the men's team.
It was 9-8 or something like that. Yeah.
We're actually going to talk about curling.
Dude,
on the show.
Honestly, it's the only Olympic sport I can get down with. And I love me some curling.
Nothing in the winter.
I've
Olympics
been torturing
I can get
Katie
down with.
So bad with curling, like every day.
I send Katie her my condolences.
But you watch All-Star games, so let's not
yeah,
even talk.
Yeah, it was a great All-Star game. Anthem? Oh, man, that was good. And I actually thought that was amazing just because of how bad it was.
It's Bone and Fergie, Fergie. It's Bone and Fergie, Fergie. I don't know. I haven't even watched. I've saw like
Have
a
you seen
brief clip. No. I don't,
you should watch it. It's right. actually really
so,
hilarious.
I'm going to say something, a sentence, and then it's going to sound controversial, but let me explain it. I don't care about the national anthem. Let me explain it. When you go to Canada, right, no matter if John Doe or John C. Canada or Justin Bieber's performs the national anthem, they all sing it the same exact way. But in the United States of America, celebrities in particular, but also now regular humans as well, regular peasants of America, decide that they need to make their own rendition, okay? So I don't care because it's not about the country at that point. It's about, look at me, I'm Fergie. Look at me, I'm Queen. Queen Latifah did it over a rap beat.
Yeah.
A rap beat. The national anthem. Okay, yeah. So people want to talk about people sitting during the situation, right? And that's offensive.
That.
There's nothing more offensive to me than a celebrity trying to make the song their own. First off, it's a poem. Second of all, sit down. Third of all, just do it right.
Right.
Damn it. Like, seriously, like, it's still right on me, damn it.
Sorry, right.
Yo.
Hey, man, Fergie with that Marvin Gaye rendition.
Yeah. What's going on? That's what I have to say about that. You like my Marvin Gaye bars?
Yeah.
Did you hear Quincy Jones claims that Marvin is more like his last name than he would say?
He's like gotten, Quincy Jones is like turned insane.
Dude, did you hear it? Like, did you read his interview?
I forget. He's like said a bunch of crazy
Dude, he said Michael Jackson stole a bunch of his hits from people. Like mm-hmm. he made Tina Turner give him like Billie Jean or something like that. Like he said that like Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor were like a couple. Like
what?
He also claims to know who killed JFK. Dude, if you haven't read that article, read that article.
Oh,
it is the greatest, most nonsensical Alex Jones type thing I've ever read. It's amazing. It's all over the place. Like, he's like, so, how was working with Michael Jackson? And he's like, Michael Jackson's a thief. Like, killed Kennedy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like crazy. Anywho, the Dallas Mavericks. Now, I will tell you something. I have been a longtime supporter of Mark Cuban. I thought he was great for NBA ownership because the way he changed the culture that was the Dallas Mavericks. I've always been a Wizards fan, but I've always kind of been like, you go, Glenn Coco, when the Mavericks do good things. I love Dirk Nowitzki. He's the kind of white person I approve in the NBA. I'm sorry. I just made a joke in a really serious, whatever. I'm not Logan Paul. So the Mavs, their former, was it CEO?
Yeah. And president. Yeah,
and president, who was with them for like 18 years and left on his own terms, was apparently inappropriately touching. Well, I should say allegedly, even though.
Right.
Court of public opinion, you know. He allegedly was groping female staff members, saying inappropriate things, like the thing that Alex led off the show with. yeah. I guess what's your stance on this?
Obviously, I was right doing my homework, and this popped up, and it was just complete.
You do your homework late at night, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, no. 95% of the text messages I get from Sebastian are post me sleeping. Like, I woke up this morning and Nathan texted me this morning too that I haven't watched yet. So
yeah, it was like I sent it to you at like 11:35 maybe.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
that's too rich for my blood.
I just saw that. It was shocking, really, that the culture like of the Mavericks too, like with Mark Cuban
is really what surprises me. Because in my opinion,
they say he knew some of the girls. Did you read the article? Some of the girls said he knew about it.
There's no doubt in my mind. The reason why Mark Cuban was able to get to be a billionaire is he somewhat micromanages things, and he's very in tune with what's going on in the buildings of the places that he runs.
Right.
And if he can't physically be there, because he owns a bunch of movie theaters, right? He can't physically be there. He hires district managers and stuff like that to go make sure things are done. And he has direct contact with these people. So to me, there's no doubt in my mind that he somewhat knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is I always say this saying that nothing surprises me with celebrities and rich people anymore. But he's kind of one of the ones that I was like, darn.
Yeah.
If there was one that wasn't a scumbag, it was Mark Cuban.
Now.
It seems like he's a scumbag. It seems like he's a scumbag.
Yeah, I mean.
How's Izzo still have a job? I'm sorry. That just dawned on me. I was watching it the other night.
We had a freshman now under investigation
as well.
They gave D'Antonio a contract extension.
Really? Yeah. No way. Mm-hmm. No way. Are you serious?
Yeah, they gave Mark D'Antonio a contract extension.
Oh, my God. What? Mark Cuban found out something that he knew about and was like, HR person got to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is an HR problem. And that dude got canned. And what? What? Till when?
What do you mean?
When was he extended to?
I don't know.
Like the year?
Yeah.
2024.
Oh, my. How many bodies, Alex? How many poor people's lives have to be ruined before your school makes a decision on getting scumbags out of their culture?
I'm not the person to talk to about that.
How do you feel about this?
That's why I'm not watching him anymore.
But like, you're not outraged? Like,
nothing surprises me anymore, man.
Agreed, but like,
Baylor thing happened, I said, look, if state does this crap, I'm out.
Agreed, and I'm super amounts of respect for you, and I would be so crushed, but I'd be even more crushed by being like, all right, I'm not supporting them anymore because they clearly knew about this. But then if Bob Huggins gets extended, you know, they signed him to a lifetime contract or something like that, I would be What? Are you serious?
Yeah, D'Antonio that is extended to 2024.
Because this is the thing is, you don't... Okay, if it comes out that it all this is BS, which probably not. But if it all comes out that it's BS, okay, then you can extend him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like most companies, even if he's proven innocent, they're like, yo, we just need to get ourselves away from this. You know, and he'd be fired anyways. And y'all are like, oh yeah, he probably did that. Let's give him an extension, bring Art Briles in to run the defense. Like, what?
You didn't even know about it.
I had no idea. I am astonished.
Yeah.
I am astonished that happened.
It happened, man.
Mark Cuban fired the HR guy right away. He said, see you later, bro. And then the other guy that, like, beat up girls.
The beat writer.
Yeah. You can't say that. What? Just call him a writer.
That's technically his title.
But you can't say the beat writer after he has that, you know, over his head. He brings a whole new definition to it, you know? oh my God, the dance. What? Izzo's on the sideline in nice suits coaching. My man Patino can't even have a national championship anymore. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the show's done. I can't really even say anything anymore. Like, this is crazy. What? You want to go to East Lansing over the weekend, Alex?
No.
Why?
I have things to do.
What do you have to do this weekend, Alex?
Internet night.
That's Wednesday.
No, it's every night now.
Okay, it's cold winter. Yo, we are going to get kicked off the air one of these days, and I'm not going to be surprised about it. All right, so let's go to let's continue on this Mavs scandal. Sebastian, let's let the world know what's going on.
With the Mavs?
Yeah, let them know.
I mean, pretty much so. The president was, like you said, was allegedly making some inappropriate comments I don't think we should probably say on air.
Correct, agreed.
And they're talking about how, like, the players, the team, the employees were way more comfortable to go down, talk to the players than to go work in their office.
Yeah, well, because apparently retired players are the only issue, you know? Well, right. I guess that's an NFL problem, not a NBA problem.
Yeah, and they said... They were talking about how the employees tried to avoid getting in the elevator with the president because they said if you're trapped in an elevator with him, good luck. Like, it's not going to be a fun conversation for you in a way. And it's just the whole thing. And then with the writer, they were talking about how he had, like, a domestic violence incident or something like that, sexual assault. And he got arrested for it, I think, a couple years ago. And they got him, like, counseling and brought him back.
Yeah, and then he hit an employee, right? Female employee.
And then they kind of covered that one up.
I'm sorry, man, but, like, honestly, in my opinion, right? Like, there's some things. You get a DUI, okay, we can maybe work with that, right?
Right.
You hit a female when you're male. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I understand that that's not the end-all be-all, but you can no longer have a job here. Like, that's a weak thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah. And then they cover that up. And if you read his statement, the guy's writer's statement when he got fired, he's like, he was talking about how these incidents, how he was sorry for them and how he got counseling. And he actually thanked Mark Cuban for sticking by him in his statement. So, I mean, if that doesn't tell you that he's not involved.
Well, okay.
Or
now,
he's
now,
just trying to shit
there
blame.
There is, I will defend Mark Cuban on this instance, right? Mm-hmm. Is if you've worked with somebody for some time and they have, you know, some issues and he gets in trouble one time, but Mark Cuban deep down inside believes that he's a good guy. I don't have any beef with giving second chances. I don't know this guy on an everyday basis. So all I hear is he hit a woman. No, he's done, right? But, like, you know, people under crazy situations snap from time to time. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have mental breakdowns. So, like, if he believed in him, that's fine. My issue is there's no way he didn't know the president of his company operated a certain way. There's just no way. It's just like there's no way Patino didn't know about what was going on with the Adidas and what was going on with the strippers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Art Briles definitely knew what was going on in Baylor.
Right.
But, so I don't have it, like, because honestly, at the end of the day, and I know it's messed up because, I mean, domestic violence is not cool, but, like, it's not held in as high of a regard as some other things. So if he wanted to stick by him for that, but then as soon as he hits a girl again, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, bro, you gotta go. Like, mm-hmm. clearly you didn't learn the first time.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I hit a girl once in my life when I was, like, young, you know? And my mom laid into me. And she was like, you are not going to do that. Like, straight up.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. And it's never happened since. So, like, clearly someone's parent did a wrong job here. Or some guy just has, you know, has a Napoleon complex. And I don't know. That's disgusting. Mark Cuban has a lot of explaining to do because I guarantee, well, I can't guarantee it, right? But right. in my head, there's no way he didn't know. There's mm-hmm. no way. Yeah, there's no way.
And he's talking about how he's the most hands-on owner in the people NBA. Talk.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, he's the most hands-on. He's always on the sidelines yelling at refs. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's the thing is, like, you know, when the Today Show stuff came out, like, it turned out that, like, everybody knew. Just no one spoke about it.
Right.
So it's like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Yeah. Come on. On to the next, the Knicks and Joakim Noah are no longer in a relationship together. It's complicated on Facebook for a while, but now it's strictly over. Apparently, him and was it Hornacek got into a little scuffle.
Yeah,
and Hornacek apparently shoved him.
Mm-hmm.
Which, come on, Joakim Noah, you're soft for that. You know what I'm saying? Back in my day, see, I grew up when the Latrell Sprewells were knocking dudes out, you know?
Choking their coaches.
And then getting tires. Little mm-hmm. rims. You remember the Sprewells?
I just remembered.
The spinner rims.
I just know Latrell Sprewell choked his coach.
Isn't that the dude, he used to be the Trailblazers coach. Carlissimo? Is that who he choked?
Yeah.
Yeah. PJ Carlissimo, who looks like a math educator. all right.
You ever see the Chappelle Show sketch where he's doing all the players and people are speaking NBA players and applying them real life? So, example, one guy's like, his boss is like, you need to put more effort into your work. And so he goes, more effort, eh? Sprewell, and he chokes out his boss.
Yeah, Latrell Sprewell was the man. Latrell Sprewell was the man. Do you remember spinning rims?
No.
You don't remember spinning rims. Jeez, I'm old. Do you remember spinning rims?
On your cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you would see them on Cadillacs all the time.
Pimp my ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Sprewell played a role in, like, making those hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's just welcome back to MSG for...
You've never seen spinners before?
Probably have. Just probably haven't.
The millennials don't remember. Think they're fidget spinners now.
The millennials think they're fidget spinners. Yo, that's crazy.
Well, that's millennials, man.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. I'm pulled up for you. But in the meantime, you can discuss the All-Star game.
Oh, how great of a game it was. It was a great game. I loved it. Obviously, it wasn't as competitive as a regular season game, but it was way better than last year.
Wait, you've watched multiple of these?
Yeah, I watch every All-Star game in the NBA, MLB, and NFL.
Oh, my God. You watched the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
You watched the Pro Bowl? I watched the
Pro Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Of course, man.
All right, guys.
Dude, I'm 1-0 in 2018, man. What? AFC won. Oh, my
God. Stop.
Let's go, Browns.
All right. Check the screen.
Okay. I've seen that before.
Like where the wheel's not moving, but they're spinning?
Yeah. I've seen that before.
That was like the hottest thing in the world back in like 2004.
X to the Z exhibit.
X to the Z exhibit.
Get a pimped out ride.
Since you said you like grilled cheese, we put a grilled cheese maker in your car. Dude, that show was amazing. That show was amazing. It was the most pointless. That he said, you like fish? We put an aquarium in your car. Like, acting like it'd be easy at all to clean that aquarium. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right.
One time they put, LED screen on this mud flap so he could watch TV.
Pop the trunk open, you know? Oh, God. So you liked the NBA All-Star Game. Why did you like the NBA All-Star Game?
I mean, it was way better than previous All-Star Games. They were competing. They wanted to win. If you watched the last 2 minutes, it felt like it definitely was as intense as a regular season game. In a way, it kind of felt like a
well, the regular season isn't much in the NBA.
Well, in a way, it kind of felt like a playoff game just because of all the superstars and the last play. Definitely felt like a playoff game play, like the stop, and like you could see them all jumping up and down. LeBron, KD, Anthony Davis on the bench. I mean, they really wanted to win, and I think part of it was because the more money was involved, and they brought charity into it. Oh, so God. Winning.
Here we go. That's a LeBron move. I brought charity into it. He's always, whenever he gets criticized, oh, I'm sorry that I fed kids. You know, like, defensive little whiner.
I'm just spitting facts,
man. Am I wrong, though? No. Remember, as soon as everybody was like, yo, the decision, you were tripping on the decision, and he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I provided books for little boys and girls. Like, I sent 1,000 kids to college in Akron. Yeah, that they're never going to use. People born in Akron is the Dundalk of Ohio.
All right. I can't agree with that.
Dude, their college, though, Akron, the college Akron University has the hardest mascot ever. It's a kangaroo or a rabbit, right?
Zips. You should go to the Zips game, man.
I'm good.
I've been to Zips games before.
If there's nothing on TV on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, I'll watch a Zips game. But other than that.
Antonio Gates go there?
No, Akron? Michigan.
Antonio Gates didn't go to Akron.
Where did he go?
He was a Chippewa. No, Central Michigan. No. Yeah, he was.
He was a Mac, but he wasn't Central Michigan.
Nah, man, I promise. I'm going to pull it up.
Was it Kent State?
No, he didn't go to Kent State.
No, I don't think so.
Do you want to bet?
I know for sure he didn't go to Central Michigan.
All right, what do you want to bet?
I said Antonio Gates, not Antonio Brown.
Oh, I thought you...
Antonio Gates didn't go to
Wasn't
Akron.
Wasn't he San Diego State?
No, he was definitely a Mac school.
Oh, I thought you said Antonio Brown. I was like, yo, he went to Central Michigan, bro. Like,
where'd he go? What college? Kent State. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, he's from Detroit, too. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kent State. Rich history.
Another good school. Not Shout really. Out to all my Ohio Mac schools,
dude. People wouldn't know about Kent State if it wasn't for one thing, and that's not the thing you want to be known for. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man,
it's like
us, Akron, Kent State, it's like Toledo, Bowling Green.
Diehard sports fans,
Ohio.
Diehard sports fans know that Frank Beamer is known for Beamer
Miami,
ball,
Miami, Ohio.
But too. The casual sports fan just know him for that little patch. You know what I'm saying? Here. Am I wrong?
You're on.
What is Beamer ball?
No comment.
What is Beamer ball?
No comment.
You know who Frank Beamer is, though,
yes.
Right? What's he look like?
The Virginia Tech coach. I know who Frank Beamer.
He looks like the Virginia Tech coach, or does he have the patch? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you were describing Frank Beamer to somebody, you'd be like, yeah, he's kind of got this drawly face, a little diagonal, he's got a patch. And then people would see him and they'd go, that's Frank Beamer.
Yep.
Oh, man.
But only diehard fans know that Beamer ball is based around good special teams, field position, tough defense. You know what I'm saying? And a quarterback that either drowns puppies or stomps on players. Beamer ball. Am I wrong? Come on, guys. Like, no, wake up. Like, it is what it is. Look, sometimes you have to have criminals on your team to succeed.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the Urban Meyer, Florida. You just had to throw Jesus into a pile of criminals, and that's what happened.
Jesus.
Am I wrong?
Well, then explain the Cincinnati Bengals. They had Pac-Man on that team for years.
Yes, but I don't think they have enough Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the Ravens were doing good, they had Todd Heap. You know what I'm saying? They had Todd Heap. He was the Mormon, you know?
And they had Ray Lewis, who's a true Christian.
Yeah, well, you know, he's one of those, you know?
Oh, I know.
You know, but they had Suggs, who'd be pouring bleach on women. They had
Ray Rice.
You already know. They had I'm sure Ed Reed does something weird in the offseason. You look at it. The Colts, right? You had the good guys. You had the good guys like Peyton.
Yeah, man.
Peyton's considered, you know, Jesus-like in the football sense. And then you had like Reggie Wayne who put on a good front, but he went to Miami, so you know something's wrong
Marvin
with him.
Harrison.
And then Marvin Harrison hunts people in the offseason,
you
know?
Your owner, Papa Molly.
Popping Molly, riding with cash in the car. Again, this
dude,
is the off the field stuff
Jim
that
Irsay.
I like. You would love Jim Irsay
as an owner,
dude. Could you imagine going to a party that's hosted by both Jim Irsay and Jerry Jones? It would be the weirdest thing ever, and also a blast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They take your phone from you. You know that, right?
Oh yeah.
There's no way you'd be able to disclose.
No, you.
The weird
well,
stuff.
What happened is you'd probably leave your phone.
It'd be like a rave
somewhere.
Meets Eyes Wide Shut meets high school graduation.
Okay.
Because of Jerry Jones, you know?
Oh, he likes high school girls?
Well, they can't be 20 or older, mm-hmm. I feel like. He's got a prime 2-year window that Jerry Jones takes advantage of.
Too old.
Exactly. That's disgusting. But it's true. That was a Game of Thrones bar right there. Like, he just, dude, like, and any Game of Thrones person that would be like, oh, man, that's disgusting. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I just think you need a certain level. Look at that Florida team, yo. Look at that Florida team. You had Aaron Hernandez, right? You had the Pouncey brothers, where they weren't that great. One of the Pouncey brothers got caught at a green light, passed out. And he was there for like 30 minutes. Who else did you have on that team?
Chris Leak.
Oh, yeah. Chris Leak. Everybody He's a real him. Killer in the streets. He's like Marlo Stanfield. Marlo Stanfield was a character from The Wire. I didn't know if he knew. Did you know?
I did not know.
See? Thank you. Okay, you make me feel like a jerk, but I figured it. I looked at his face, and I didn't think he knew who Marlo Stanfield was.
Millennials don't know the show.
You need shows. To. Do you have HBO?
I do have
Go
HBO.
Back and watch The Wire, man. Go back and watch The Wire. It's like, well, if you watch The Wire, you might like people more than Machine Gun Kelly. All right, let's go into NCAA basketball. Louisville has to vacate
Louisville.
The title. What are your thoughts on them vacating their 2013 title and their Final Four appearance in 2012?
What does it really mean?
It's stupid. Yeah. All right, can I say, like, you need
They're
to hit
still
them,
champions.
Like, yeah, you got yeah.
Who
you
cares?
You know they took Reggie Bush's Heisman away. You know how many people accept that? Nobody.
Yeah.
The only person that accepts that is the bum they tried to give the hand-me-out trophy to. You know what I'm saying? He's like,
yeah.
Oh, what?
So does that make Michigan?
Michigan is the national champions of 2013.
Really?
Now. Yeah, they won the national. You don't remember that? The night with the thing and the guy with the leg, you know?
Yeah.
What that was.
Kevin
that was,
Ware even tweeted, he's like, I still got this big fat-ass ring on my finger, so we still champs.
Oh, no, they go repo that, though.
Really?
No, I don't think so. Dude, if they repo that poor guy's shattered career's ring, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You're really going to – yo, could you imagine that? Hey, guy, you blew your career playing free basketball. You got this sweet ring, but I'm sorry. It really goes to these guys from Michigan, you know?
That would
and
be
that,
awful.
That's how Michigan would accept a title.
Definitely.
You know, they just Michigan has the smart plan. They just get into the games where they play against the corrupt schools, knowing that they'll be grandfathered in as the national champion that year.
Great.
Where you know, the guys in East Lansing, they have a different approach. Yeah, I just think it's so dumb. I think in order to, you got to hit a team with like scholarship issues, mm-hmm. or you got to hit them with financial issues. But
they had to pay back like all the championship money and stuff.
Yeah, but
I
in the grand that. Scheme of things, like I historically thought that the Penn State $50 million was too light.
Isn't that the maximum fine they could give?
No, that the reason why they sued them for they took $50 million from them is because they claimed that's how much money Penn State makes a year on their football team. I call BS.
Yeah.
Penn State, which has over 100,000 people that can go to their games, and they play 6 home games a year, can only make $50 million.
You're forgetting about the biggest thing, too. Television money, man.
Exactly. Exactly, Sebastian. That's what I'm talking about. It's madness. So you got to hit them with something. You got to hit them with something that, like, they are going to think about the next scumbag they hire. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. who's going to go down in this NCAA basketball FBI
investigation? When is that going to be released?
I don't know yet. But who do you think? Who do you think? And do you think they're going to be fair K. and actually go after all the people? Or are they going to leave some of the, like, Coach K's out?
Oh, I think they're going to go after everyone. I actually do. It's the FBI.
Dude, I can tell you of specifically at least one thing the FBI screwed up in the past month. Yep.
Okay.
Like, I'm just saying, the FBI, like, people think that because the FBI is like, you know, the government is run by idiots, right?
Right.
And they're the ones that put the people in the FBI in power.
Okay.
So, like, you know, like there's a couple big things that happened in American history that, like, the FBI and the CIA had, like, words about, and they were like, no big deal. Couple planes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Pete Carroll and Mark Cuban. 9/11 conspiracy.
But you know they got reports on that, and they said it was, nah, we don't believe it. And then it happened, and they said, whoa.
Who could have thought?
Really? I did not see that coming. You know what I'm saying? They were probably standing around the water cooler being like, so, Al-Qaeda, am I right? You know?
Oh, man.
Maybe too soon. I'm not trying to make fun of it. I'm just saying that, like, people believing that the FBI will do the right thing is kind of laughable. Because at the end of the day, if you've seen... it's political. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything mm-hmm. is political at the end of the day.
Right.
That's why my man Chad Ochocinco couldn't wear a special pair of shoes to warm up before a game, you know?
Or D'Angelo Williams.
Or D'Angelo Williams couldn't keep his head, you know, wear the breast can. It's the illusion. I always talk about the illusion. Yeah, I think Louisville kind of got off really easy on this because at the end of the day, no one's ever going to go and say Michigan won. Michigan fans will be like, oh, I remember that game. Oh, yeah, we totally got pooped on, but we won, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
But I think that's stupid. Biggest game of the weekend in college basketball is the Kansas versus Texas Tech game. Are you guys believers that the Big 12 is the best conference in college basketball?
I've been going back and forth on this one. This is hard. It's either that or the ACC, obviously. It's difficult. I mean,
I'd
say like the top of the ACC is better than the top of the Big 12, but
is it?
Big 12 is like better.
The Big 12 is deeper in my opinion.
Yeah, that's why.
But like, if you look at it, like, I think Virginia is really good.
Right.
They only have 2 losses in the year.
Duke.
One of those losses was to West Virginia, which West Virginia is not that great this year. As a West Virginia fan, I'll be flat out honest with you. They're 3rd in the Big 12. Mm-hmm. Duke has struggled greatly this year.
How crazy is that they struggle greatly? They're still a top 10 team in the country.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. But, like, they've had some very laughable games. Right. Like, you know, the St. John's game. Kansas has struggled somewhat. Texas Tech has been balling. And what I fear is, this is what's going to happen. Texas Tech will beat Kansas this weekend. Then lose to West Virginia, and Kansas will win another Big 12 championship. Which will drive me crazy. Because I like this year I'm so in on, like, let's just get Kansas out of here because it's been too long. You know what I'm saying? Will Bill Self go down?
I got Bill in the scandal?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no to Bill Self.
Were you going to say I got bad news for you because West Virginia won't beat Texas Tech? Is that what you were going
to
say?
No, I was going to say Kansas is not going to lose the.
You don't think Kansas is going to lose to Texas Tech? Why you say that?
It's because I think it's because it's a revenge game for them. I think can't they've been playing really well lately.
Did you watch? I was so close. It's funny. I almost texted you, and then I was like, "Oh wait, West Virginia this year constantly blows double digit leads." Did you watch the Kansas West Virginia game?
I did not. No.
Okay. Well, guess what?
They blew a double digit lead.
West Virginia? West Virginia, of course. It was the second time this year we played Kansas and blown double digit leads. We had a 17 point lead the first time that we blew. This one was only like a 13 point, but still double digit lead. We've done it several times this year, even to bad teams. But I will tell you that Kansas is not. They rely way too much on Devontae Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the big dude? Azabuke?
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
yeah,
they're not that good. Like, they're not. They're not. It's different. Like, if they would have still had Mason, they'd be ridiculous.
Or even Josh Jackson.
Yeah, but like their guard play outside of Devontae Graham is very suspect.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they still have that Ukrainian kid, right?
My little chick. Yeah, but he's not that. He's white. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he only has a certain ceiling. So, now he's European white, which is a good white to be in basketball. But he's still white.
Oh, man.
My girl gets so mad at me when I say stuff like this about white basketball players. But, I mean, it's how I feel. I've seen it with my own two. As much as I believe that you need criminals on your football team to succeed, I believe the lack of white. And if you're going to have white, it's got to be a German.
Who's going to die for the loose balls?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to die for the loose balls?
You don't need loose balls. You don't. Play defense. If you play defense and
you play defense and force a deflection, then you
just let it go out of bounds. I don't want to risk injury.
What about the Aaron Crafts of the world?
Where is he now? He works for Enterprise, like all other failed college athletes. Sorry, Doug. I know a kid who was a college athlete that works at Enterprise, but that wasn't a dig at you, I swear. He's not going to listen to this anyways because my friends don't support me. Like, facts, yo, dude, when you grow up and you're going to be like promoting stuff on your Facebook and you'll be like, friends, listen to this. It's just 2 minutes. So they're going to be like, screw you. Like,
yep.
Do you hear the new Gucci Mane track? You know, like that's what that, you know, so it is what it is. Any other college basketball stuff you want to talk about?
I mean,
that Kansas Texas Tech game is going to be good, though.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
It's a crazy weekend.
You know what?
I mean,
it's not as crazy as I thought it would be.
There was a lot of upsets, actually.
Oh, this past weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. West Virginia should have held that game out. That was crazy. But you see Bob Huggins got thrown out the game
State
and everything.
Stunk it up this past week.
You know.
I mean, who else? I mean, there's another. I keep forgetting.
You know why? You know why Ohio State stunk it up? You know why? I'll tell you why they stunk it up.
St. Mary's. That's what I was thinking of. St. Mary's lost to Portland. St. Mary's lost to a no-name school.
Portlandia. You know why Ohio State stunk it up this weekend? It's a very simple answer. The night before, one of the players had an option to trade an autograph for a tattoo and decided against it. And since he did the right thing, they lost. So how long before Urban Meyer gets caught, right? Because, like, I have a – you know, for me, when football coaches leave a school and they go, I'm worried about my health or I want to spend more time with the family, but they're relatively young, I felt like he felt the smoke coming in on Florida. Because I think a lot of messed up stuff happened when he was at Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just was like, oh, this is too close. And then he left and he was like, I got to worry about my health. And then he went into TV for a year and then came back to Ohio State, right?
Right.
I'm pretty sure he brought the same practices to Ohio State.
I hope not. I'd hope.
I mean, I'm sure you would hope not. Like, man, I really wish he's cheating. You know, I'm saying he like now he's smart.
Oh yeah.
Pete Carroll did the same thing. Pete Carroll got out when he knew that. No one talks about how Pete Carroll was the coach of all the messed up stuff going on at USC because he got out in time. So I give him credit. You know, he's not a Calipari that sits around and waits for, you know, the ceiling to cave in on him.
So you think Calipari's in the scandal?
Absolutely. Okay. If Calipari comes out of this – look, if they come out with all these coaches and Calipari's not on the list – he paid somebody. I'm just telling you. That man has left a radioactive time bomb everywhere he went. UMass. Memphis. Providence. All these places John Calipari cheated at. And the thing is that he probably doesn't have to cheat as much at Kentucky because Kentucky's Kentucky. But I just think he likes doing it. Like, and I honestly don't think he's, and this is the thing that I'll make the same argument about. I think we've talked about this on the show before. I make the same argument that I make against Calipari that I do against Mark Turgeon. I think he's a great recruiter. Now, the difference is I don't think Turgeon can get people to the next level. I think Calipari is a great recruiter. He can get you ready for the NBA, but he's a terrible X's and O's coach. I think Turgeon is a great recruiter. And then at that point, he just can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, your talent is going to be your talent. You know, remember when Diamond Stone was going to take over the NBA?
Right.
You know, and then his tiny hands came out, you know, Donald Trump hands.
Oh, man.
So what games we got this weekend? Michigan, Maryland. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's a barn burner.
2013 national champions.
Does Maryland make the tournament?
Oh.
I ask this every week.
Hell no.
No.
They're not even on the bubble. I mean,
but they could make a run in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah,
someone said that the other day on another radio station, and I said, "Ha! That's just one. That's how you have to respond to that,
right?
Because it's so ludicrous.
Yeah,
like, well, they could, they could make a run in the tournament. Look, I'm not big on the Big Ten basketball conference,
mm-hmm.
but there's at least five teams that should beat them.
Right. You got Kansas, Texas Tech.
That's really the only game this weekend. I'm looking at Sunday right now and
Michigan State, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin. Come on. Yeah, no one cares. They're 13-16, okay? They don't even have the cool coach anymore.
The one that looks like the Grinch.
Yeah. Exactly.
Next week's the conference championships begin, right?
No. No.
Well, Big Ten starts early.
Yeah, Big Ten starts early.
But is it next Friday? Because, like, here's what I'm thinking. West Virginia has four games left, right? So they have
– oh, yeah.
Oh, no, right. They have three games left now because they had a game last night. Because they play Kansas and they play Baylor. So they have they have three games left.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look.
Next week's the week after is kind of bad too.
And we're getting close. Like I really think this game this weekend kind of decides the Big 12.
Michigan State.
Look at the UMBC Retrievers, guys. 10-3, 19-9 overall.
Let's go. All we got to do is beat Vermont.
I don't think Towson's doing that good, but I don't even know where to look for them. All right, so let's see.
They're in the Colonial Conference, Towson. Oh, good old. They are 8-8 with a 18-11 record.
So we have West Virginia has, they have three games left. They have the 24th, the 26th, and March 3rd. So, and then that next week they'll go into the tournament. So we still got some time. Not a lot, but we still got some time. All right. MLB. The Red Sox get JD Martinez, Alex's boy.
Yep.
What's your thoughts on that, Alex?
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of JD Martinez. I mean, I'll keep saying this. The only reason why we won the division in 14 was because of him. So the man's good. Like, that's a good pickup.
I like our guys. Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny. The same day that he signs, the Orioles come out and they go, hey, we signed Chris Tillman to a one-year deal. Like, dude, the Orioles. Now, they got Cashner, right? Which, right. I'm not a huge Cashner fan, but at least he's better than what was going to be on the roster. You know, like, that's when you know it sucks, right? Because, like, now the way the Orioles fans can look at it is this is what they need to hope. They need to hope Gausman and Bundy continue on their progressions. They need to hope Cashner comes in, and I think he's a relatively decent fit for the Orioles. His stats, his wins and losses are bad just because he was on bad teams.
Here's the part I'm concerned about with that, though. Cashner gives up a lot of home runs.
He's a
fly ball pitcher.
He's a ground ball pitcher. If you look at his stats, he's more of a ground ball pitcher than a fly. Now, when he gives up the fly ball, it ends up being a home run.
Right.
But he's predominantly a ground ball pitcher, which I think helps
in a Camden ballpark yards. Like Camden, though, if he gives up a fly ball,
agreed.
I agree. Gone.
He could give up
25 homers.
You take him off the team, right? And say they even still sign Tillman.
Right. I'm not saying they have anything better.
Look, the Orioles aren't going to spend money on pitching, you know? So the only way they get a good pitcher is if they would have taken that deal with the Yankees, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm so close to not being an Orioles fan. I don't think I can handle it anymore. Like, and I know that's weird because it's like, Matt, you dealt with the 14 years, but I really didn't. Like, I'd go to a game just to be like, huh, the Orioles. But, like, I wasn't investing time like I have been recently.
True.
Now I invest time. I care about off-season moves and stuff like that. Like, when I knew that they were garbage. But here, now what we're trying to do is we're trying to take Oscar the Grouch and dress him up like he's Miss Piggy. But he's not. He's not Miss Piggy.
Oscar the Grouch.
You know what I'm saying? We're trash. That's what I'm saying. We're trying to turn trash into something that it's not.
Trying to turn trash into a pig?
Okay, that was a poor use. Shut up, okay? All right. You want us to go back to talk about Michigan State and their issues right now? Darn it. It's still real to me, damn it. So the Padres get Hosmer. What's your thoughts on that? Why do the Padres occasionally go out and get guys, you know?
Hosmer's not just a guy, though. He's going to be – I think he's going to be absolutely great for them.
But Matt Kemp wasn't supposed to be just a guy either.
Well, I think the Padres will still probably stink like they always do, Hosmer's going to put up some amazing
numbers. In my opinion, they have the best ballpark in the MLB. I've never been. I want to go. I want to sit on that little building. You know what I'm talking about? Left field?
Yeah, the left field.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to sit on it. I don't know, man. I just like...
Hosmer's going to be great. I've always liked Eric Hosmer.
He showed me some true colors. He showed me that he's more about the money than continued winning.
He wasn't going to win in Kansas City.
Yeah, but he could have signed anywhere else that had a chance.
Where? And take... way less money. I mean,
you know, God forbid someone who's made, I don't know, how much money do you think Hosmer's made in his career?
I'm going to say not that much because he's been in
what
arbitration.
Is not that much to you?
Well, for a professional athlete, not that much. Like, I'll say he's made a total of MLB salary $7 million.
You think he's made $7 million? All right, now we got to look this up.
Because he's been in arbitration and he's had contract renewals.
Yeah, but you don't think he's gotten like a $4 or $5 million year here or there, man?
Maybe. Maybe. I might be wrong. I'm probably wrong. It's a guess, but...
Dude, I think you're like... I would say he probably has made like 30 mil at least.
Ooh. Ooh, wow.
Let's take a look. That
would shock me. That would shock me.
Cash earnings. He has made... All right, are you ready for this? $37,344,750.
In 6 years.
2011, $414,000. 2012, $502,000. 2013, $528,000. 2014, $3.6 million. 2015, $5.65 million. 2016, $8.25 million. And 2017, $12.25 million.
Damn. That's crazy.
And I'm sorry. If but poor still, little Eric Hosmer can't make, like,
what are you saying? Like, would you take $50 million less to go to
a chance to win?
$50 million, yes. Yeah.
Baseball is guaranteed contracts, bro. I'm still gonna make that. It's not the NFL, right? Like the NFL, I understand.
$50 million.
If you can go to the Browns and make more of a guaranteed money than going to somewhere else, I get that. But in the NBA or in the MLB. If you have a chance, I don't know. Maybe I just grow up in the day and age where, like, I wanted to win championships when I played sports. You know, maybe it's different now where it's all about the money. But
the
like,
Padres, who knows with that farm system?
$37 million. If you give me $37 million at the age of 29,
mm-hmm.
You'll never see me again. And I'll be able to... you would never have to worry about anything. All right, guys. Alex and I are going to continue the last few minutes, but Sebastian has to go to a class. So, Sebastian, see you next week.
All right. See you next week, guys.
Peace.
What do you think, Alex? Let's talk about...
So, what do we talk about?
Fire safety. It's like, no, we're talking about if you had $37 million...
Be cool about fire safety.
Yeah, like, if you had $37 million, what could you do?
Could do a lot.
I don't understand why. Like, I understand. I don't think he would have had to take $50 million to go to even a potential contender.
He's better than that bum Alex Gordon, though.
That bum, no respect for the game.
Yeah.
Let's see what Alex Gordon's made in his career.
What's Gordy making?
Yeah. I get it. I mean, look. If you don't care about winning. By all means, take that check.
And he's already got a World Series anyway.
It doesn't matter. To me, if I got one this early in my career, let me get two or three.
He might have done what he's done.
You think Robert Ori was out here, Karen? Oh, I got one. All right, ready? How much do you think?
Well, and the Royals aren't getting back there anytime soon.
Why is William Sonoma opening up for me? That was weird. What's your guess?
Alex Gordon, that bum.
In his career.
I'll say about 30 mil.
75.668.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I just come from a different era, I think. I'm old fogey. Ryan Shazier plans to play again.
What are your thoughts? I hate the Steelers, but... It was terrible seeing what happened to him. Nice to see him back.
I think he's kind of dumb.
What, you think he's going to risk it again? Going to get hurt again?
It's not if I think he's going to. I just don't think the risk is worth the reward.
But he was a rookie, right? Or wasn't he early in his career? I mean, it's...
It doesn't matter if you're paralyzed forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know. To me, like, He's running into a situation where, I mean, he's made, you know,
4 years, okay, but still, it's still early in his career.
Yeah, but I mean,
even for a football player.
But all right, so he's made $8.7 million in his career, right?
Yeah.
All right, so he's made that, right? Not saying he's gonna make $100 million in his next endeavor, right? But he can take that money and turn it into a safer future for him. Is it really worth coming back? And then,
but sometimes it's one that wrong drive. Hit. You want to come back. You have. You feel like you have to come back.
Yeah, I get that. Does he have kids?
I don't know.
Let's take a look at this. I think this is, these are important things. Like I like to think that, you know, maybe oh, that's weird. He can't grow hair. That's what it said.
Okay.
That's what it said. I was looking. I'm not
what
trying
is
to
he, Charlie Villanueva?
Dude, really, listen, ready? The Shazier suffers from alopecia, an autoimmune condition which prevents the growth of hair on the body. I don't know, man. To me, when you're messing with spine injuries, right? Because, like, the second one doesn't have to be as vicious as the first one. All it takes is a little and then you're done.
But when you're a player, it's all about that drive, though.
Well, he clearly wants to win. Yeah, unlike that bum Eric Hosmer. I don't know, man. That's kind of crazy to me.
Well, I mean, if he's been clear that he can play, it must have been like not as serious as, like, you know, Eric LeGrand or the guy that played for the Bills,
Kevin Everett.
Everett, yeah.
Never forget, man.
I didn't forget. I just forgot
his name.
His name
into existence.
Kevin Everett, then.
Next pet that you buy, name him Kevin Everett.
Okay. Do you remember Reggie Brown?
Was he the Ray Lewis guy?
No. The played for the Lions in 97. Got an, his season end, his career ended his rookie season. Got some weird injury. Remember Mike Utley?
But my next animal's name will be Reggie Brown.
Well, your next, what about Mike Utley? 91
catcher?
No, the play for the Lions. I think his name's Mike Cutley. I'll have to look it up.
Was that the Warren Sapp play?
No, way back in the early 90s. He also had a freak injury, ended his career.
Okay.
Don't play for the Lions. You'll get a
freak
injury.
I need to
get
a lot more pets is what I'm learning here.
Terry, and you're on notice.
Nick Fairley's in the corner popping mollies. So the Miami Dolphins franchise tag Landry, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I know he been having some assault allegations or something towards him.
I mean, more recent franchise tag, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, just saying.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is the Ravens fans want him so bad.
Well, his stats have sort of he's not the guy he was a couple years ago.
Well, I mean, he had Jay Cutler last year.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, that's a good point.
it's Mike Wallace had 10, you know, like Mike. Come on, man.
Okay.
Be a little bit nicer to the man about the situation, like
Jay Cutler and Matt Moore.
Yeah, my man Matt Moore. I always felt bad for Matt Moore. I thought he was he had a little bit of Case Keenum in him. I'm hungry. Yeah, all I see is franchise tag stuff.
Hmm. Maybe, like, I remember in the regular season there were some allegations against him.
I mean, you know, sometimes allegations happen. Dude, he was OBJ's backup. Well, he was, like, the second.
At LSU?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That's a crazy, and they never had a quarterback. That's the weirdest part about it.
Did they win it? Was OBJ on the championship team? Not that they went to the championship in 11?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think it was. Oh, hold on.
And Mettenberger was their quarterback, right?
My man Mets.
Taking selfies at the games,
dude. He's someone I'm not going to be surprised about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
just want to make sure I'm not just talking to a microphone here.
I'm going to be surprised about.
Dude, you've seen the still shots. You know what I'm talking yeah. about. Stop laughing. Like, oh, man. Yeah, he would have been in. Yep, he was a true freshman.
Freshman, got it. Zach Mettenberger.
The burger.
Just like Sam Darnold.
Over time. So just
no curling?
I had it on here if we had time. My God. The Bucks dropped the muscle hamster with 3 years left.
Oh, they got rid of Doug Martin.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like one of his worst, the worst year of his career?
He had some injury issues, and I think he was suspended last year for like four games.
But yeah. And running backs have short lifespans anyway.
All I really wanted to say was I personally think curling is the GOAT.
One game there was the.
Do you watch curling?
I watched the USA Canada one. That was pretty good. They won in the last play.
I was watching. I have it on replay that I gotta finish watching when I get home. But it was the Swiss versus the US. I believe that was yesterday's game. I already know. Well, I don't know what the result is, but I imagine I know what the result is because I heard the USA men's is going to the semifinals.
Oh, good.
They're not that good.
If they're going to the semifinals, they can't
be
that bad.
But it was, but like they went on this crazy run. They started out, they were like 2-4.
And then they beat Canada, and they got on a roll. Yeah,
so like they weren't just Sweden's out here. They were 7-1 last time I saw. Shout out to the Swedes.
I didn't know they were big on curling
and their furniture. Norway is just like. Norway
always, you look at like gold medal winners from for Winter Olympics, Norway is always at the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all they got to look forward to.
Dude, when.
Hashtag Lillehammer.
They're just waiting for winter to come. Because once winter comes, they will be the world power. Because they can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you, Norway.
Lillehammer, great show.
Oh my God. RIP, man. I miss that show. This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Southern gentleman Alex Baker.
Sebastian Merrick. and until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.